things are pretty crazy so far. You know, there is a lot of political tension right now. Things are not easy for anyone, not for the people, not for the political parties.
Why is it so? Why is there so much tension?
People are trying to push the regime out. You know, they have been in power for 40 plus years. The social condition is pretty bad. You know, the people can't take it anymore. So we are trying to push them out so that we can have another political party in power, you know, which is called UNITA, in this case UNITA. They have been fighting to take power for a very long time as well.
But they praised President João Lourenço for his crackdown on corruption in Angola. And many people believe that he's done very well. And they believe that they are going to win re-election. So why do you think the people of Angola want to push them out?
You know, fighting corruption is fighting the party in power. It's fighting his regime, which is MPLA. His party, MPLA, they're not fighting corruption, you know, because they are corrupted themselves. They are the face of the corruption. And the reason why the people is trying to push them out is because there is no hope. I mean, he took power 5 years back, right? He took power 5 years back, has been making a lot of promises since. But none of those promises has been kept so far.
So why do you think the main opposition that has been fighting for years to win power, why do you think they will be successful?
This time around, people are committed to the new party, which is UNITA. So the new guy, the guy from UNITA, Alberto Costa Jr., is the promise for the people. So everyone, you know, everyone is pushing for him. Everyone is voting for him. Everyone is, you know, is appealing for him to be the next president of our country. He's the hope. He's the hope.
Why do you think he is so attractive to the people of Angola? Why do you think so?
Because the people like him. The people like him. You know, he's the promise of Angola. I mean, this guy, you know, as far as politics is concerned, he has no bad history on this regard. So, and during his campaign, way before the election, he has been telling people that I'm gonna make some changes around here. I'm gonna give you what people want. You know, since he's gonna give us what we want, we're gonna vote for him. That's what the people are pushing for.
A lot of people that I have spoken to in Angola are saying that it will be difficult for UNITA to defeat the MPLA because of the power of incumbency and because the MPLA has ruled Angola for a very, very long time. It will be very difficult to dislodge them. What are you hearing on the ground?
What I'm hearing on the ground is this. Okay, whatever happens, we're going to vote for UNITA. If MPLA in any way trying to take power by force, we're going to fight back. The people's going to fight back. Because MPLA has nothing to give to this country anymore. I mean, they have been in power for the 40 plus years, you know, and our lives, people are living in miserable conditions ever since those people took power. They have nothing to give to the people. Nothing to give to the people. And everyone is committed to vote for UNITA. Everyone is committed to vote for Alberto Costa Jr., the guy from opposition.